Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Another star bites the dust.
Disgusting.
Another star bites the dust.
Was he a star?
Another star bites that dust.
Here's my question about all of this OJ stuff.
Kooky dust.
I don't know.
What's that?
Can a cancer die of cancer?
Right. I guess it proved it did.
Yeah.
A cancer society was killed by a cancer disease.
Is anyone sad that OJ died? I mean, besides immediate family.
All the lawyers who represented him? There goes the money flow?
No. When you look at this, seriously, everyone that was sitting at that friggin' table died of cancer.
Yeah.
That's karma saying, huh?
Right.
Hi there. One by one.
Yep.
You, and you.
Yeah.
Oh, and you over there.
Right.
Even though you're old, you count.
Right.
Four of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Doom, 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 doom.
Yep. Systematically.
Nighty-night.
Yep. Nighty-night, rabbit.
If you're just waking up and you haven't heard. It was all over everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson died of cancer at 76.
How did you see it?
Yeah, I think that's what we officially, we posted. We're officially out of juice.
Yeah.
How many comments, and it was almost like a celebration.
Yeah.
It was like,
there was no
celebration time. Come on.
That's what you did.
I don't know.
That's what we said. You don't want to celebrate someone dying, but there's a case. This is definitely it.
I feel okay about it.
Yeah.
Is that weird? I feel okay.
Yeah, I mean, everybody
feel
did.
A little jubilee.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm jubilant.
Everybody knows he did it.
Everybody knows he did it.
Yep. Well, my one comment got 55 likes on it. The coffin fits like a glove.
Ouch. Well, you never really want to actively root for someone's death or cheer for it. But
absolutely.
At the same time, you got to applaud Father Time. Thank you, Father Time.
Yeah.
You came through again.
You know what it was?
The arrogance.
The arrogance after he murdered these two people, and it was blatantly obvious that he did.
Yeah.
Now, we had a producer back on Long Island who thought he was innocent.
Yep.
We had many discussions, and this is one of those red brain, blue brain, or whatever brain moments. Like, you're not going to get in.
Right.
If you're talking to someone who thinks OJ didn't do it, you're never... You can't say, well, there's a glove over here and a glove over here, and there was this and that,
right.
And there's blood drops, and then the finger.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing the initial report that his ex-wife was murdered brutally with a knife. I'm like, oh, he did it.
Yeah.
And then the report soon after that was, he's in Chicago. I'm like, oh, he didn't do it.
Right, okay.
He paid someone to do it.
Right, okay. But he had something to do with it.
Right.
Didn't do
and
it.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, no, he wasn't in Chicago. He got on a plane. All the time. The timeline.
Yep.
The witnesses. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is taught in law school now. It was such a horrendous...
F up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. What not to do in a case.
I just, you know, if you're happy and, you know, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey, a little long life. Along with other people did.
I like that it was a little bit slow, too.
Right.
It's a little bit like, you know, it's coming. It's like, hi, I'm the Reaper. I'm sitting right next to you.
Right. In the waiting room, hanging out with your magazines.
That's right.
Yep.
It was the arrogance.
Yeah. You should have just disappeared from sight after you got out.
Right.
Now be walking around saying, oh, Lawrence Killer.
Cracking jokes. And then he wrote that book.
If I did it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he taunted the family.
It was. I think the only remorse he actually showed was when they took his Heisman Trophy away.
Yeah.
That
when
was
they
took
when they grabbed his stuff.
Yeah.
He had to pay the settlement.
Right. John Miller Place.
Hey, good morning, crew.
Hey, good morning,
everybody on this Friday. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in quick.
This doesn't feel quick.
Sorry, brother. I was at the gas station yesterday, and there were. I appreciate you bringing up the point about the red pill, blue pill, because there was a couple guys in there arguing with me, trying to tell me that he's innocent, and I just laughed at their faces, and they were like legitimately getting upset, and I'm like, did you not read the autopsy reports She was nearly decapitated.
Yeah.
When he said Colombian drug dealers did it, organized criminals want least DNA, least exposure. It's one behind your head in a dumpster, not post-mortem stab wounds.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was rage.
That was rage.
That was rage.
Yeah. Autopsy report is awful.
And poor Ron Goldman, he's just bringing a pair of glasses back.
That's all he did. That's all he did. The Good Samaritan.
He's like, what's going on here?
Bad timing. Really bad timing.
Like, holy crap.
Yeah. He's guilty of being a good
person.
And
if you think about that, if he didn't show up, a lot of that evidence wouldn't have been around. There wouldn't have been a struggle. There wouldn't have been this big mess. It would have been real fast.
Yeah.
Him showing up was the evidence, the cut across the finger.
Yep.
There's a glove here and a glove there. And
well, the Goldmans, too, they got the rights to the book, if I'm not mistaken, when I researched.
Yeah, they changed the name.
Yeah.
They changed. It was called If I Did It.
Right.
And then they added Confessions of a Criminal.
Oh, okay. I wanted to change to He Do It.
He Do It.
He Do It.
They should have just taken the if off the title.
Nothing, because remember, he was found guilty in 97 civilly, and he, up until this year, paid them virtually nothing. Not that he had anything.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they got some stuff. That's why he went into that Vegas career. This all kind of worked its way out a little bit because, you know, they got an attachment of his assets. And then that's why that forced him to go into that Vegas hotel room with five other guys and two with guns to get his memorabilia back because he needed that money.
Wow.
And then he went to prison for 9 years for that. So.
Yeah. At least did prison.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Lori in Newtown.
Yeah. Hey, in my previous life, I was a dentist and I went to a continuing ed course. And Henry Lee, you know, that the forensic guy, was hosting the course. And one of the questions someone came out directly asked him, do you think OJ did it? Because I think he did some studies related to that. And he said, no. He said, Henry Lee said, no, he didn't do it.
He was paid by the defense to testify for the defense.
Right.
Exactly. So
of course he's going
to
say that.
To me, right. He lost all credibility to me by saying
that. All right. So you saw him as this great, you know, pioneer of science in criminal justice. And then he's a paid. Then you're like, he's like all the rest of them.
Sell out.
They'll say whatever.
You know, a room full of dentists listening to him talk about forensics and this and that and the other. And then someone asked him and he says, no. And I just thought, what's wrong with you?
You're just like the rest of them. I hear you.
All right. Happy Friday. Good day.
All right.
You too. Thank you.
Andre and Derby.
No, man, it's a good thing. O.J. Simpson can rest easy now because his murderer was finally caught.
Yeah, you saw him. You found him.
Yeah.
And case over. He's ready the whole time. Who knew?
All right.
But the good news is all Broncos have now gone up in value again. So
that's true, yeah.
If you got one, you could sell it.
Man, I was on the air. It was a Friday night during that thing. Uh-huh. It was just so bizarre, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, first,
I was playing a gig.
Everything he did before, after... Like, if you think that he didn't do it, there's something, you gotta move some wires around.
There's something wrong.
There's some, like, you just gotta look at this with what the facts are.
Right.
But again, like, he took off.
Yeah.
He was gonna commit suicide.
Right.
Yeah, come on.
He left. It's
math here, people. We're not good at it. We can do this math, you know?
If Mark Furman wasn't such a douche, he would have got convicted. That was the thing that they rested the whole thing
on. I disagree with you. They lost that case when they moved that to downtown L.A.
Yeah.
Well, the Furman thing was the racism thing, and they all hung their hat on that.
Yeah, but they weren't going to win that. Once they moved it from Brentwood, they just experienced the Rodney King thing where white police officers beat a black man and it was on video and it was horrible and there were race riots and then this OJ thing and OJ is a hero of African Americans. There's no way we can have a jury of white rich people in Brentwood convict their hero. Now, we have enough evidence here. We could try this anywhere and it's a slam dunk. We're moving it to LA.
Right.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Yeah. Smart.
All right, man.
Oh, well, he's dead. Good times.
Reading about the Bronco, they actually sold up $200,000, that white Bronco.
That white Bronco.
Yep. $200,000.
What was the guy's name who was driving it? Al something.
Al Cowlings.
That's it. Yeah. Al Cowlings.
Yep. He's a real
so
man.
Weird.
Well, OJ allegedly held a gun and a cell phone to his head.
That would have been it. You could have handled it right there.
Don't confuse the two. I'm going to hang up now. Bang. Oops.
This is the moment that O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murder in 1995.
Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles. In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the
that
information.
That sound you heard was Ron Goldman's sister,
yeah,
who we interviewed later.
Yeah, that was a hell of a time for a flubble, huh?
Yeah, that's a drag.
Most important thing going on at the moment.
Oh, by the way, that was that's another moment I remember because I was in Texas then doing mornings, and that was because the trial took so long.
Right.
It was like some people lived over here, and then by the time the trial was over, they lived down this part of the country.
Yeah.
It was a year.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a whole deal. With the Simpson jury has a verdict.
Yep. Everything. The streets were empty. The streets were empty. It was one car on Route 110 over on Long Island. And that means a lot.
That's probably one of the highest rated television moments.
I would think so.
I would say, yeah. That just ranks up there with primetime television season series enders.
Yep. I wouldn't doubt it. But moments in television,
We all stopped. Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were people like on the operating table getting brain surgery. Like, right. Sorry, dude. Right. You got to watch this.
Right. I don't know. Anesthetize this person for a second. The surgeon's holding a heart. I'll put it in a second. Hang on. It's okay. That's like 3 minutes. Hurry up.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. All right. Go out and read this.
Yep.
The world's watching.
Yep.
They probably stopped in like rainforest. There were probably people like
right,
yeah, right. Rainforest, stop.
Right,
stop cutting that bamboo.
Hang on.
Yeah, hold on.
Right,
they're announcing the verdict. William and Stratford.
Good morning. Just wanted to comment on Henry Lee's take that OJ did not do it.
Uh huh.
I studied under him at UNH, and they taught that case as what not to do when conducting investigations.
Right.
And a lot of the cursory evidence that they sort of hypothesized that he was almost covering for his son, that his son is the one that committed the murders, and OJ got involved in a level of that level celebrity, I don't know how to put it, but he put himself on the microscope to sort of cover it for his son.
Yes, his son was a nutbag.
That case is taught in law school because that team, OJ's team, did such a tremendous job of just making it murky enough for the jury to say,
There was for a moment of time that I thought that maybe the son did it because the son was just such a, the kid was an animal.
Dude, the cut on the finger, there was a knife.
It matched
the cut in the finger.
It was a brief moment.
There's a glove over here. Oh, let's go over to OJ's house. Where's the other glove? Oh, my God, it's right here.
I love the discourse, guys. Have a good morning.
All right, thank you. A voodoo doll, a whoopee cushion, and denture powder. What do these things have in common? Let's bring in comedian Ayesha May. Good morning.
Good morning.
They're in her purse?
No.
Okay. That was my guess.
Has anyone owned any of these?
Whoopee cushion, I still have one.
Yeah, I figured everyone on the show probably had still a whoopee have one. Cushion at one point.
They're great when you film with pudding and put them with grandma. Makes you freak out. It's
voodoo
awesome.
Doll, never, although I've seen them.
Never had one, at least none I know of.
Whoopee cushion, yes.
Yep, still got
denture powder, no.
No. No reason for it yet.
So, what do they have in common?
What?
Those were just a few of the bizarre items plucked from the sands of New Jersey beaches last year by volunteers with the Ocean Action Environmental Group.
Who brings a whoopee cushion to the beach?
I don't think it starts at the beach. I think it could be out in the boat. It could be...
Okay. All right, so who brings a whoopee cushion to the boat?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you call it, the raging sea?
Who brings a voodoo doll to the beach?
Or to seduce the sea, right?
Right, right.
Well, if you bury the voodoo doll on the beach, then hopefully you're casting some sort of aspersions or spell on the intended victim for the voodoo doll.
Right. It's the cast of Baywatch. Oh, my God.
It sounds like a movie, right? Right. Like, it's not real.
Voodoo Beach.
I invoke you.
Right.
50-pound bag of rice, a baby Yoda doll, a severed Barbie head.
Nice.
Are Barbie heads severed or are they just popped off? They're popped off.
Right, popped off.
Depends on how close the OJ doll got to him.
Right.
That is true.
Right.
And then there was a food fryer.
Food fryer. Okay, I can see that. Cook on the beach.
Also left seaside. Boxer shorts, ooh, a bra, a bikini,
nice,
fake eyelashes.
That was a post bar romp.
Fishnet stockings.
Yep.
A jock strap.
Ew.
A pregnancy test.
That's the whole story.
The whole thing's right there. That's one night.
Right. Or at least one good weekend. Wow. The things you find on the beach.
It checks out. It's Jersey, so.
Right. That's actually a nice beach.
Woman threatens to throw shoe at city council member for using phone. Is this even a, is this dumbass?
Who thinks of using, what country is this? Is he going to throw a shoe at somebody? And I know in the Middle East that's a sign.
That's
like,
a thing.
Yeah, you throw a shoe at somebody, but a guy wailed two shoes at President Bush and ducked both of them.
Yeah.
Pretty good reflexes. But yeah, who does that here? Who does that? You don't do that. You don't go throw shoes. Stupid. No, no, I do. I would take the shoe and be like, all right, now I got your shoe.
If you're listening, can you figure out who pitched this story?
Someone's got to use it, damn it.
It's your foot fetish.
No.
Shoes being thrown.
No.
It's interesting to you.
Who throws a shoe at someone? Especially when you see the condition of the shoe this lady's holding.
First of all, you throw your shoe at somebody, you either have to make that weird walk with a hobble to go get your shoe.
Exactly. Right.
Or you're walking out without the shoe. Or you throw the other one and you leave barefoot.
You're going to have a really weird day, yes. Let's get another pair in the car.
You've got to be prepared to never get that shoe back.
Yeah, those are my throwing shoes.
A North Carolina woman threatened to throw a shoe at the mayor of Raleigh City because she was looking at her phone during a city council meeting. Here is the woman, Catherine, making the threat towards the mayor.
The comment got heated again at last night's Raleigh City Council meeting.
Oh, is this
one
whole
woman
new
held up her shoe, demanding that leaders listen to her. She was one of several who showed up calling for council to pass a resolution supporting a ceasefire in Gaza.
Marianne Baldwin, if I can keep from throwing the shoe at you, you can keep from off your phone while listening to your constituents talk. Please. Your people are trying to get you to hear them.
This is why people, this is why people don't go to town council meetings.
These are the ones that make it to the mic. Yep.
First of all, does anyone in North Carolina realize that their resolution is not going to be read by the Middle East who've been hating on Israel and Israel's been hating on them for thousands of years? They're not going to say, oh, wait a minute. This town council in North Carolina.
All right. You know, put down your gun.
This one lady was going to throw a shoe.
Let the hostages go.
She's going to throw a shoe.
All right. Big group hug, Israel. All right. Let's go. Come on, Middle East, Gaza. Come on, hugs.
Let's do it for the
North
folks.
Carolina said.
Yep. Do it for the NC.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
What are you doing
there? The lights aren't on in this building for you. Get some work done.
Right. What's going on in this meeting is not going to help anything over there.
Then she doesn't. She sounds like she's emotionally unstable. She's talking about throwing the shoe.
Well, she's shaking. She's jagging. The shoe's in her hand is actually shaking like she's very passionate.
Like, is it passionate or she's nervous?
Like, she's passionate. Like, no, like, you must listen to me.
I'm about to kill you with my shoe.
Right, not for nothing, but that shoe, by the way.
Does she look like someone who, shoe's big?
It's a nasty shoe. No, not a big shoe, but
She's holding the shoe in her hand?
She's holding the shoe in her hand as she's talking to Mike.
Oh.
She's got it cocked and ready.
What kind of shoe is it? Is it a heel? Is it a sneaker?
It looks to be some kind of a slip-on pump.
All right, so if it's a wooden clog, I'm nervous.
Right,
a slip-on pump, no.
No,
but it's not a heel. It's got a stiletto.
But this one
it's going to fly like a boomerang.
This one was more like a business shoe, like one you use when you're walking around for a while. But
what do you mean?
What was in other words, it wasn't like a stiletto. It wasn't like something that you only wear for a little while.
What do you mean a business shoe? Like a loafer?
Not a loafer, but like, you know, like those other shoes.
A Mary Jane?
Not on Mary Jane.
Like those other shoes. Like what?
A pump?
It's like a slip-on, but it's like it doesn't have a heel. It's kind of like a just like a regular shoe.
You're the foot expert here. You should be able to.
I'm not a shoe expert.
How high of a heel?
Okay, I didn't study the entire shoe. What got to me was in the treads of the shoe.
Well, I want to put this shoe on her foot to see if it's actually her shoe, if she carried it there for the purpose of throwing it.
She just has a bag of shoes with her.
If it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
It looked well worn, but it looked there was poop in the tread. What? Some kind of brown stuff. You know they have treads in the bottom?
Yeah.
There was something stuck, like something got waffled.
Like she stepped in mud?
Something got waffled in there. It was brown.
Oh, she brought that as a weapon.
Yep.
She purposely stepped in dog poop.
Right, probably
let
the front
it dry.
Lawn. Yep.
Carried it in a bag.
Yep, that's the stuff that when it hits, it's going to flake off and get everywhere.
Ugh.
Yep, it's a duty shoe.
All right, go ahead.
Heavy duty.
Is there more of that report?
City Council did not take a vote on a ceasefire resolution last night. They did bring it up at a meeting last month. The council was split 4-4
on that
vote.
This is why there's no ceasefire.
Not enough votes to pass.
Nice work.
Those opposed
City Council.
They
can't get it done. Oh, great. They couldn't even get it done.
You mean with a shoe being thrown at them.
We have a lot to talk to this next guy about, Phil Rosenthal.
Yes.
He is creator, writer, and executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh,
it's
nice.
One of my all-time favorite television shows.
Great show, yep.
But he's gone on to do all kinds of other crazy stuff we want to talk to him about. Also, he's at the Schubert tomorrow, an evening with Phil Rosenthal.
Cool.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
We've been talking about dive bars, and I'm guessing with your show, Somebody Feed Phil, you've eaten at some interesting places.
Absolutely.
Nice.
That's what I do.
That's what you do.
Right. Yeah, feed him somewhere.
Yeah. And I'm coming to New Haven today.
Nice. He's hungry.
How long will it take me to drive up from New York today? I heard you talking about the,
traffic.
Don't take Route 8 for one thing.
Okay.
It's an hour and a half tops, right?
It depends on when you leave.
I was going to say Friday afternoon traffic, add like an hour.
But he's coming from New York, so he's going to be going
away. Yeah.
Just going to be a good flow. I would give yourself a couple of hours.
Yeah, why not? Just be safe.
I will.
And I also, I need time for pizza.
Exactly. Oh, pizza.
All right. Which pizza are you going to have?
You're in luck.
Okay. So I've been to Sally's. I've been to Frank Pepe's. Both fantastic.
Okay.
Modern.
So today.
Modern.
I hear about modern, yes. And I hear about Colony for a different kind of, like a bar pie.
So you're stopping in Stanford for pizza?
I might.
Yeah.
Colony is not in New Haven.
Right. There is one in Milford, but.
Yeah. What would you do?
I would go to Modern in New Haven.
Yeah.
Yeah, Modern's good.
You want Modern?
All right. Great.
I can actually get you the phone number to the owner if you'd like.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good too.
I mean, because it might be Mob City.
Right.
And they'll.
Yeah.
You know, for you.
And it's also like an hour plus wait sometimes just to go.
Yeah.
Right.
You're kidding.
No.
Expedite. Wow. Expedite you.
Especially on a Friday night.
Well, somebody said they might be bringing Modern to the theater for me to try.
Oh, nice. That's fancy. Even better.
Well, that's better.
So maybe I do Colony on my own, and then I have Modern also.
If you're going to do Colony, Milford is great, Fairfield is great, but Stanford is the OG. Oh, that's the original oven from like the 30s.
Yeah, that's when you hit that one. Not the other places are great, but just that's your OG.
Well, I'm OG too.
I want to say if you're in New Haven. And you already had pizza for lunch.
Yes.
A burger at Louie's Lunch.
I was just thinking that.
I know about that. Yep. Yes, yes.
Have you been there with your show yet?
I have not, but that's a landmark, and I know I've got to go.
Right. Ask for extra ketchup.
No ketchup there.
No, you get yelled at.
What do you do on stage? So what is it? An evening with Phil Rosenthal.
Yes. Yeah, so the lights go down.
Okay.
And you're sitting there, and then a light comes up on stage, and I come out.
Oh, it's Phil.
And I eat a sandwich.
Nice.
That's
Watch you eat. Well, you know, there are some people pay for stuff like that.
There are some weird internet sites.
Right, yeah. You make like smacking noises.
You put the mic right up against your mouth.
Right. Can you lick your lips a few more times for me? Yeah.
Yeah, people seem to enjoy it.
Right.
So I don't do that. I mean, somebody might give me some pizza tonight,
right.
But I think
fold that.
You're in for a treat because we have a little highlight reel of the show, and then I come out with a great surprise moderator, and I tell funny stories about
who's the surprise moderator?
It's a surprise, right?
Well, if I told you.
Can you allude to it?
No, but come on. Is this someone from another radio show? Are we telling our listeners to go buy a ticket to go see you so they can see another radio show?
Because that would totally suck.
Okay. Yeah. A lonely personality. But then I tell funny stories about my career and my stupid life. And
Who's the sports guy that lives in Milford who came here?
Oh, Dan Patrick.
Is it Dan Patrick?
I can't say.
Okay. Yeah,
can't say. Right. So then.
Why can't you say?
Good place eating.
It's a surprise.
And then it's like, it's the second half of the show. Most of the show is Q&A with the audience. And we have such a good time. We just started the tour last night in Albany.
Oh.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Awesome.
That show, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
It is.
Everybody loved it.
The best show ever in the history of family dysfunction.
Yep. Seriously.
Like, you got it to where we could all watch, relate to it, but we're laughing.
What you didn't realize is you were watching my home movies.
Oh, good. That was Phil's life.
So Ray's as well, or mostly yours?
So it was based loosely on his life, meaning he really did have twin boys and an older daughter. He had parents that lived close by. He had an older brother who was jealous of him. However, I didn't know these people, so I filled in their personalities with the characters from my family.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a hybrid family. 90%
of what you saw on that show happened to me or to Ray or to one of the other writers. If you worked for me, your job was to go home, get in a fight with your wife, and come back in and tell me about it.
Bring this life material.
Right. Then you eat a sandwich.
So yeah. I would say it sounds like a Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld relationship.
Kind of, yes. And as Larry was behind the scenes at Seinfeld and then came on camera in Curb Your Enthusiasm, I guess I kind of did the same thing, although my show would be called Why Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
Why do it when you could be excited?
Right. Don't even start.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get very excited about where I go and the people I meet and the food I eat.
Right.
It's all nice.
Yeah. So somebody feed Phil. Tell us, how does this show work?
Oh, the show, it's in its seventh season on Netflix. It's one of the longest running shows in the history of Netflix.
Wow.
And I try to get you to travel by showing you the best places in the world to eat.
Nice.
But I'm just using food and my stupid sense of humor to get you to get out there. A lot of people, like 2/3 of Americans, don't even have a passport. They don't know what they're missing.
Right. I got to tell you something. That is everyone's dream.
Yeah.
To be traveling to the best places to eat and doing a show and getting paid for it.
Right. Like, how good it was.
This is mind-blowing.
Exactly. Any weird
you
foods?
You did it.
Yeah, any weird foods?
Of course, there's always weird foods.
Okay.
Yes. I had a 1,000-year-old egg in Hong Kong. It's not really 1,000. It just tastes that way.
Was it like in a museum and you weren't supposed to eat it?
Right. Did you yell at them? They banned you from the country after that?
Never come back here again.
Why do they keep shooting at me?
It was on the table at a hot pot restaurant, like sliced half hard-boiled eggs. And I popped a whole one in my mouth. I shouldn't have done that.
Why?
Because it's been buried underground in lime and ash. And it's kind of hard-boiled on its own.
Is that balut?
No, that's not balut. No.
Okay. I've had balut.
What you taste is really, really rotten egg. And then you taste ammonia.
So now, how do you get someone to travel to go eat that?
Yeah, and what happens afterwards?
I make a face that my brother, who's the producer, thinks is so hilarious, he keeps it in the show.
Later on, somebody clean Phil. Somebody wipe down Phil.
Somebody clean Phil.
That's right.
Looking forward to tonight's show.
Yeah.
Yes.
And congratulations on your career, man. You've given all of us a lot to laugh on and think of, and good for you, man.
Well, congratulations to you guys. You guys are great.
Thank you. Why would you hear?
This is it.
Yeah. Phil Rosenthal, tonight at the Schubert, an evening with Phil Rosenthal. We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you.
Thanks. You made me happy.
You made me happy. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
Taxes are due next week. Certainly AJ hasn't done it.
Mine are done already.
Yours are done?
Mine are done already.
Wait, what?
I would have bet $1,000 you weren't done.
I should have waited till you bet.
Wait, who does?
I have a gentleman, an accountant, does it for me.
What's his name?
Cyril.
What is it?
Cyril.
Does he also sell you lottery tickets?
used to work for H&R Block.
Oh,
now he got fired from H&R Block.
No. Now he started his own company.
Oh,
see, I know people were smart.
When did you give him the tax?
I did it Monday.
Wow. All right, Chaz, are you done?
Yes.
Oh, look at you guys are all much better than me. Well, anyway, sorry, AJ, I take it back.
Thank you.
So here are the top five things that the show should spend their tax refund money on.
Oh, great.
So here you go.
Both sense.
Number five, AJ had a run a few months ago where he was working new shirts into rotation. I even said it, I think, to you, Chaz.
Yeah, Timo.
Yeah, it seemed like things were happening. But I checked the Instagram. We're back into the heavy rotation of Fog Hat, Claudia's Pizza, which you're wearing now.
No, it's Claudia's Grinders.
And Calzone? What is Calzone?
Calzone is the guy that makes the road cases.
Yeah.
Calzone.
That's rock and roll.
But all free shirts.
Well,
all
free.
Free shirts.
Right.
So I think we should take your tax refund money and go buy you a bunch of t-shirts.
No, I can't help it. I blew it all on operations I had.
I was talking to Alan, and Alan is hurt because he bought you a t-shirt he's never seen you wear.
Which one was it?
For your 60th birthday.
Which one was it?
He bought you a Motley Crue t-shirt.
I wore it.
He says you've never worn it.
All right.
He says he's looked through all the Instagram photos and you've never worn
what
it.
What color is it? There were two Motley Crue shirts.
Right.
Which one was his?
I think he doesn't care. Just wear one of them.
Motley Crue Monday.
All right. Well, we'll see. But we got to post the picture.
But it's a shirt that I got for free.
Doesn't count, though.
Okay.
That's a birthday present.
All right. Spent 25. So, all right. So, well, he was definitely, I was going over this list with him, and he was like, you know, I bought him that shirt, and he doesn't wear it. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like it.
No, I loved everything I got.
Number four. Ruth should clearly spend the money to become some type of influencer. So I don't know if it's pervs or your content or whatever.
Yes.
But anytime you post on the Facebook page, it's thousands of views. So I looked, right? I did a test. On Thursday of last week, Ruth did the welcome video in the morning.
Yes.
3,300 views.
Right.
It's a lot of views.
All from the Middle East.
Friday, AJ did it. 700 views.
Right.
So all clearly.
All from America.
Ruth should get a ring light and a camera and some sort of fast computer and make videos from your house of all these terrible bands and movies you like. It could be Ruth loves things that are terrible. And you just make videos and all these weirdos from the internet will watch. There's money to be made.
Do you see how many marriage proposals she gets from guys named Amir?
Marriage proposals.
Amir.
The comments are the greatest thing of all time.
The comments. I've been saving a lot of the comments. I don't have
any. If you
want
to find
the
letters in the alphabet, just look at the people who, like, you know, write her.
But if you ever wake up and say, like, man, I don't feel good today. My self-esteem isn't good. Read those comments. They are the nicest things you would have. Nobody. AJ's life has been people mean to him on Facebook. It is the opposite.
One guy's name had the symbol for boron in it.
Boron.
What kind of comments? What are they writing?
Oh, you're beautiful. You make my morning. You're great. Like, they're the nicest. It's the only nice thing on the internet.
Marriage proposals.
Right. Usually
I get a lot of virtual roses and hearts.
Right. So great.
One guy said, I'm standing in the bushes.
Right. So now, are these people normal? Who's to say? But I think there is money to be made as some sort of influencer, and you do your whole own side deal.
What do you mean by terrible, though? I don't think those things are terrible.
What did you talk? What terrible movie? They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper. You said an amazing movie.
It is an amazing movie.
She likes terrible movies.
Right. I'm with AJ, and AJ likes terrible movies. When he says you like terrible movies, it's a
bad.
The worst movies. What's the horror movie you like from the 80s?
Oh, I like Corky Romano.
No, the one with Kiss and...
What, Detroit Rock City?
No.
No, there's a Halloween movie.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Kiss Meets the Phantom? Oh, no. Oh, you mean Trick or Treat?
Yes.
Trick or Treat? That's a great movie with Sammy Kerr. Yeah, that's
it's
awesome.
It's the guy who plays Skippy.
Mark Price.
He's
the hero in that one.
I still think, we're on a tangent, I still think we should have an event where we screen that movie.
Yes.
And, like, all these weirdos can come and you two nuts can host it.
Fine.
Absolutely. Let's
number
do
three,
it.
Number three, this one's for me. I should get a Peloton. We've talked about this before. The rowing one. So I can row the English Channel or the Amazon or whatever. I have no exercise equipment in my house. I bet you all have exercise equipment in your house.
Yes, yes.
I don't have weights. Before I did this list, I looked. I don't have weights. I don't have a yoga mat. I don't even have one of those rollery things that, like, help out your muscles. There is no exercise equipment.
Wow.
Now is the time.
How about sneakers? Do you have sneakers?
I have old sneakers, but I have, like, Converse. Those don't count. I have Nike running sneakers from 1999.
Right.
I could.
How long are your running shorts? I picture them being very short. Right. Too short.
Oh, the diaper kind. The diaper kind. I hate those. When you see most of your thigh, you don't want to see. Yep.
$3,000 though. It's $3,000.
Oh, yeah, they ain't cheap.
And then it's $40 a month to, like, ruin the Amazon.
And they won't be in business long.
Yeah, no. Ugh. They're on the way out.
Getting that and a couple weights. That'd be good.
But then you got to lift them, and you're not rowing in the Amazon. Like, that's the... So I think I get home from work, and it's like, oh, you can go row the Mississippi River. Like, that's exciting. I get home from work, and it's like, lift these weights, and you're done in your dingy basement. Like, that's not exciting.
Right.
You know, that's the difference.
They should have things on there, like, you know, like as you're going down the whatever river, there's like a hippopotamus is chasing after you.
Right, that's what I
alligators.
Do,
yeah.
They do things.
The guys from Deliverance.
Right, exactly. Come on, boys. Dance in my pants.
Number two.
Yep.
This is my favorite of the list.
Okay.
Chaz should get a Tesla for laughs. I want to see the frustration, the anger of having to charge it all the time, and most importantly, the looks from people who know you.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Be like me eating vegan food.
Right. I like the idea of you fighting with the technology, and then it's like the new eco-friendly Chaz. Oh, it would change your whole persona.
Yeah.
Imagine what your friends would say when you drive in your Tesla to some dive bar. What would they say? They would be like, you can't come in.
They would
participate.
They would flip the car over and light it on fire.
I would say nice barbecue starter.
Right. And you wouldn't talk to you anymore. That would be the end.
Yep.
And the number one thing the tax refund money should go on is somebody should take poor Justin to lunch. He had like 3 days of training, was thrown into the fire. Phil was like, yeah, I think you got it, baby. And certainly getting yelled at on a regular basis. And none of us know when.
Have I yelled at you yet?
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
Yeah, he's just saying that because he's under strength.
No, I was a witness.
We have no idea when Phil's going to return. So somebody should buy you lunch. I think it's the right thing to do with the tax return. AJ can wear his new shirt. You
right.
can go in the Tesla.
My mom
can make a video. Oof. It all works together.
Nice.
And that's it. That's
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.